From deep in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast. And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast, and today, a special college football bowling edition. It's time to unveil your SwampSwami.com Ultimate College Football Bowl Guide for the upcoming holiday season. Not counting the national championship game, which is on Monday, January 10th at 7 p.m., a new record of an incredible 42 bowl games will be played in the coming weeks. In fact, Santa ESPN has brought Christmas joy to two unfortunate teams, 6-6 North Texas and 6-6 Miami of Ohio, who were eligible with 6 wins to play in a bowl game, but who were passed over by the other 41 bowl games. No one wanted to hurt the feelings of the fans of the Mean Green at North Texas or those of the Red Hawks of Miami of Ohio, right? So how can you leave two football programs which feature our favorite holiday colors of green and red out in the cold for Christmas? Old Santa ESPN quickly created the Frisco Football Classic, which will be played in the Dallas suburb of Frisco on Thursday, December 23rd at 2:30 p.m. Central. Make sure to buy your souvenirs now because this football game might become a one-and-done bowl classic soon. At first glance, Santa ESPN might appear to be a benevolent old soul, but he is a very smart guy too, and he knows that there are a lot of last-minute Christmas television ads which can be sold during a 3.5-hour college football telecast. Ho, ho, ho! Indeed. Where else can you virtually assure advertisers that 1 million eyeballs, and most of them male, will be watching so that you can peddle their products ahead of the Christmas holiday? No matter what ESPN has agreed to pay these two participating teams, it will be more than covered by selling more than 90 minutes of commercials during this incremental bowl telecast.
Yes!
Let's give credit to ESPN for superb marketing. Instead of putting a couple of lumps of coal into the stockings of North Texas and Miami of Ohio, their football fans are now happy to have a chance to play in a bowl game in 2021. Hey, and why not? After all of the other 6-win teams, were selected, this is actually a very smart public relations gesture by ESPN, and it will be a profitable one too. You can count on it. Well, here's my holiday question for you. How many of these football games are you going to watch? I'll probably watch at least 10 of them, but there is absolutely no way that I'm going to sit through all 42 games. Woo! Dear Santa, please bring me ample supplies of my favorite caffeinated beverage and a case of Visine for the holidays. If you go to my website at swampswami.com, you'll be able to see the complete college football bowl list, including my swampswami.com rankings for all 130 teams, so you can see how well my rankings fare in the actual matchups. Here are some of the most interesting bowls which I've reviewed, which I am planning to watch. Number one, on Tuesday, December 21st at 6:30 on ESPN, it's the Frisco Bowl between 12-1 UTSA and 11-2 San Diego State. Now this game, where about 95% of the fans will be coming up from San Antonio to follow their Roadrunners, features UTSA's potent offense against a tough defensive team in San Diego State. We are going to get to see if UTSA is able to step up and handle the pressure against a tough opponent. My next interesting game, Thursday, December 23rd at 6 p.m. on ESPN, it's the well-named Gasparilla Bowl. It's in Florida. The combatants will be 8-4 UCF and 6-6 the Florida Gators. Yes, an intrastate game featuring one team, the University of Central Florida, who has been waiting for years to get a chance to play the state's flagship university in Gainesville. Florida's new head football coach, Billy Napier from Louisiana Lafayette, is going to be taking the reins and will try to turn around the Gators' losing ways. This game is going to be very entertaining. Number three on my I'm going to watch them list is on Tuesday, December 28th at 5:45 on ESPN. It's the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, Tennessee. This game features two pedestrian teams, 7-5 Mississippi State, going up against 6-6 Texas Tech. And if you like offense, this is going to be your game, but perhaps they should be renaming this game this year as the Mike Leach Bowl, as current Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach also coached at Texas Tech from 2000 to 2009. Both teams will pass the ball about 80% of the time. And don't be surprised if this game takes well over 4 hours to play. Oh. ESPN will be very happy, though, to sell even more commercials during this lengthy encounter. Next up on my must-watch list will be Thursday, December 30th, 10:30 in the morning on ESPN. It's the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Yes, Duke's Mayo Bowl. Featuring 6-6 North Carolina against 6-6 South Carolina. Yes, we have a border war game. Fans of both Carolina teams have been salivating to see this football matchup for years. This game should feature a lot of excitement on the field and in the stands too. I'm in. Next up, later that same day on Thursday, December 30th at 6 p.m. on ESPN, it's the Peach Bowl, featuring 11-2 Pitt against 10-2 Michigan State. A great offense will square off with a fantastic defense in this game. ACC champion Pittsburgh features Conference Player of the Year and future NFL quarterback in Kenny Pickett. And if you haven't watched Pitt play this year, you are in for a treat. Michigan State will try to run the ball early and often and keep the Panthers' offense off the field. Next up on the must-watch list is Saturday, January 1st at 4 p.m. on ESPN. It's the Rose Bowl, featuring 10-3 Utah against 10-2 Ohio State. If you've been following college football during the last month, there is not a hotter team in America right now than the Utah Utes. They just won their first Pac-12 championship ever, and they are headed very happily to their very first Rose Bowl appearance too. Now, you know Ohio State's fans will show up in mass. This should be a fun game with two teams that are ready to go after each other. Next up on the must-watch list is also on New Year's Day at 7:45 p.m. By then we'll be getting tired, but on ESPN, it's the Sugar Bowl, and you don't want to miss this matchup between Big 12 champion 11-2 Baylor and 10-2 from the SEC, Ole Miss. This is yet another matchup of a great defensive team in Baylor going up against one of the nation's best offenses in Ole Miss. With this game coming on artificial turf in the Louisiana Superdome, you'll get to see some of the nation's fastest running backs playing for Ole Miss, guaranteed. Will Baylor's stubborn defense be up to the task? Well, if it's a shootout, Ole Miss is going to win this game. And finally, on the must-watch list, at least for those of us in the bayous, on Tuesday, January 4th at 8 p.m. on ESPN, it's the Texas Bowl from Houston, Texas, featuring 6-6 LSU against 7-5 Kansas State. Okay, come on, let's face it. We all want to know how LSU is going to perform under new head coach Brian Kelly. The former Notre Dame coach is known for having disciplined teams with great offensive lines. And if Kelly is able to improve LSU's offensive line play quickly, these Tigers might be playing in a much better bowl by this time next season. Enjoy the games. Happy bowling season, everyone.